Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. Last week, we tackled the issue of protecting beaches from sharks. And I mentioned that in remote places, it would be up to the swimmer or surfer to protect himself or herself. So today, I'd like to talk a bit about the weird and not useful gadgets that supposedly should repel a shark. Mind you, what this implies, it means that the shark who shows up, taking interest in you, would refrain from getting closer because, quote-unquote, something prevents them from doing that. Of course, if you would need to create such a gadget, you first would try to understand how a shark's sensor organs work, since that is what you likely try to go after, right? The other issue would be to interfere with a shark's feeling of comfort in your vicinity. Of course, you already know what I would choose, but unfortunately, all these people who believe they can invent something to screw with the sensory organs of sharks, meaning to overload these senses with anything, for example, that sends out weird sounds, electrical discharges, smells awful, or even should affect the shark's eyesight, are in abundance out there, so you take your pick. And there lays the problem. One has to spend time with a shark in order to be able to understand what might prevent it from coming closer. I'm out there most of the time during the year, maybe 8-9 months, and just hang out with sharks, and that gave me, or gives me, some ideas what actually could work and what not. But when I compare it to all these gadgets out there, I can just shake my head, because even before testing, I realize, or I know, they won't work. So anyway, let's see what's out there. I won't name brands here, not because I won't dare, just because I don't want to get them publicity, since you may not have heard from them yet and decide to check them out. Does increase their site traffic, and, well, the less the brand is known, the less people end up on their website. Let's go with the stupidest ones first. Well, that is actually a problem, because some of them are on the same level of stupidity that I would have a hard time to decide who would take the crown. Okay, there are dive, surf, and swimsuits that have some patterns on it and colors that should repel a shark. I went to their website and read their quote-unquote scientific testing. Yeah, right. Of course, there's nothing scientific about it, but some lame attempts to convince people that these suits truly have an effect. So one of them has the same pattern as a poisonous sea snake, and since sharks of that area won't go after snake, it was concluded that if the dive suit has the same pattern, then the shark would not go after the person. I mean, I see the idea behind it, but sharks, anti-snakes, they have a joint evolution of millions of years. So all of a sudden, so they know how the snake, how the size of the snake, the coloration, whatever. And all of a sudden now, something shows up that is not just much larger, but immensely wider, with more appendages than just a head and a tail. And now it is hoped that the shark would make a mistake and assume that this still is a sea snake. Need I go on? I don't think so. But these guys who created this suit also created a suit for swimmers and snorkelers, which are, of course, bound to the surface. Here the suit has waves of light blue and white. And these color schemes should now repel the shark from checking them out. Why? If you read their explanation for it, you really get a kick out of it. But bottom line, it's BS. Once in a while, I review scientific papers, and I always pay very much attention to the section that explains how they did whatever they try to sell, whatever they claim. More often than not, you can tell right away that their approach is just not properly done. So if not even the scientists can stick to the rules, how would pseudoscience that tries to sell something that does not work go about it? Okay, it just doesn't happen. But of course, many times people just do not educate themselves and think, oh yeah, that works, and I'm afraid anyway, so I'll buy it. Anyway, forget anything that tries to visually mess with the shark. So let's look at magnetism. We know that sharks are able to detect the Earth's magnetic field as well as small bioelectrical fields stemming from muscle contraction. So the idea of these gadgets are, there are several of them, is to influence the responsible sensory organs, the what's called ampullae of Lorenzini, by using magnets who should then interfere with the normal pickup of these fields, or just interrupt it or overload the ampullae of Lorenzini. But the size of these magnets used, which are actually that small that you can just tie it along around your ankle, are really, really small, rendering in effect inexistent. But with so many of these gadgets, or actually all of them, none has undergone scientific testing, since if they would, they'd never see the light of day. But down this road there was, or still is actually, something that works. It's the so-called POD, a car-sized battery-large device that you attach to a tank or so, then you activate a very strong electrical field, thus prevents sharks from getting close. It really works. I've seen it. But, of course, there's a drawback. It's, first of all, it's large and cumbersome, so it's nothing a swimmer or a snorkeler would wear, and it needs constant charging in order to be used. Thus, if you forget, the next dive with potential shark exposure goes unprotected. Some inventors now create much smaller gadgets that are integrated in the fins of surfboards. Sounds promising, but I think I do not want to hold my breath to see how it will kick in and picked up. So the idea is good, but the field has to be much, much stronger than what they're currently able to do. And there are other type of repellents, for example, those that try to mess with the shark's nose. That one actually seems logical. Try to create a substance that is offensive to them. But here's the problem. How could you administer something like that since dilution is a huge problem? But way back, there was actually something that showed promises. There is this teleost, this fish called the Red Sea Mosasaul Protochirus marmoratus, that secretes a substance later called pyridoxine that had an effect. So this substance was applied to surfaces in which sharks normally bite into and they let go right away. I guess you see the problem. This substance should have an effect before a shark bites. Anyway, I think you see where I'm going with all this. Well, let's focus on something that works. And it does not cost you anything and is always with you. Your own body. Yep. That's what I mean. All these gadgets try to mess with the shark's sensory organ, but none of them tries to influence the shark's mind. I know it sounds crazy to go after a shark's mental status as compared to physical approaches, but it really works. Remember face cap push move? It's the move part that is a very powerful repellent. Whenever a shark starts to get close or closer and you start to feel uncomfortable, go after the shark and you will see how quickly a shark withdraws. It likely won't take off, but it is a good tool to keep it at bay. Probably the only drawback is that you have to physically approach a shark. But considering that all these gadgets just mentioned that do not have an effect on sharks at all, except POD, you're much better off with something that you can actually do to have the desired effect. So if you belong to all these folks who feel more comfortable to have quote-unquote something on them that supposedly could repel a shark, rethink what you're actually afraid of when it comes to sharks, and then try to find a solution. Okay, that's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day, and if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.